Cambridge Breakfast
with Julian Clover.
Cambridge 105 Radio.
Making fantasy is an expensive business. Netflix spent $320 million on the first two seasons of The Witcher. House of the Dragon, that Game of Thrones sequel, cost almost $200 million per season. And some reports have put the Rings of Power's price tag as high as $1 billion. That's $35,000. Or £30,000 per second of screen time. The volunteer cast and crew of Wren, The Girl with a Mask, make an entire season for that figure. It's filmed here in Cambridgeshire, and showrunner Neil Usman is here to tell us a little bit more about it. Morning, Neil. Thanks for coming in.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
We'll have a chat proper in a moment, but first with a short clip of Wren, which can be seen tomorrow night, I think, at The Light.
That's right.
And let's have a listen.
A spirit. It wasn't just locked in Aretha. It was sealed in an iron casket and sunk in the bottom of a saltwater pool in a heavily guarded town.
So you did steal it?
Me and Leon had a deal with the archivist.
Who?
The archivist. He's an expert on marked ones. Anything to do with the Mari, Lord Montfort of the War, he's obsessed. And a collector of trinkets that he pays pretty handsomely for.
So Leanna died for money?
You know nothing about us.
So what's the basic plot line then, Neil, for this?
So Wren, the Girl with a Mark is about a young woman who is bonded with an ancient spirit. There's an accident in the woods, a thing called Aretha gets broken, and this spirit comes out of it and bonds with her and puts a mark, a pattern of dots on her face. And in her world, having any kind of mark on your face is a very, very bad thing. You're ostracized. The ruling order, the Knaf, tell that the marked ones are evil. There haven't been any marked ones for 100 years, and Wren is the first one in a century, and she has to go on the run. And she goes on the run with a man called Hunter, who was stealing this Aretha. We don't exactly know why. You just heard a little bit of the explanation there. And our new season finds the two of them on the run, trying to find this archivist character who can give Wren some answers about what the spirit is. Is it good? Is it evil? Can he get it out of her so she can go back to her normal life?
Now, you're the showrunner on Wren. It's one of these US terms which seems to have snuck in over recent years. I think I blame Russell T. Davis, actually, who was showrunner again on Doctor Who. Yeah. What actually does it mean, though?
It means I'm the executive producer and head writer, so I guess I'm in overall charge of it, of the broad strokes.
So very much your baby, by the sounds of things.
Well, I suppose it is in a way now. It was originally created by Kate Madison and Christopher Dane. Kate Madison, a local Cambridge filmmaker, best known for making Born of Hope, a Lord of the Rings fan film that's had 40 or 50 million views now. So I originally got involved as the cinematographer on the first season of Wren, which she directed. When it became clear that for various reasons, it's taken a few years to get from season one to season two. We had our lead actor, Sophie Skelton, got cast in a big TV series, Outlander, which is fantastic, and she's doing incredibly well, but it did mean she couldn't come back. And for various reasons, including COVID, it's taken us a while to get it back off the ground. But Kate didn't feel that she wanted to continue sort of being the person pushing the train up the hill. So I offered to take it on. I felt the story had a huge amount of potential, and I wanted to tell the next chapter in Wren and Hunter's adventures.
We mentioned the costs at the beginning, and it's just a complete sort of fraction, isn't it, of what any drama, even, I guess, I don't know, I'm trying to think what the cost of an episode of EastEnders might be, which is at the lower end, shall we say, of popular drama. Yeah. How do you raise the money in the to even such small amounts?
Mm-hmm. It's crowdfunded, so we put the series out free on YouTube. Everyone making it is volunteering, and it's funded by the fans. So we have a Patreon page. You can look up Ren, R-E-N, the girl with a mark on Patreon, and you'll find our page there. And, you know, we give short stories.
So people maybe who enjoyed that first season are thinking, well, I want them to make some more, so I'm going to donate. And presumably, I hope, that when they donate, the money doesn't get taken until you're definitely committed to go ahead. Is that how it works?
No, Patreon's a little bit different.
Okay.
It's a monthly subscription, you get regular benefits, short stories, bonus videos, early access to new episodes. So, for example, all episodes of season two will come out on Patreon this Friday. If you're not on Patreon, you have to wait till the 16th for them to start coming out weekly on YouTube.
I wonder, you know, if you look at, use Doctor Who as a good example, if you've been watching back some of the older episodes from the 60s and 70s recently, and, well, you know, it's poles apart from, say, the Christmas special, for example, which has lots of Disney money thrown at it now as well. I'm wondering if you like the same advances in technology which has enabled these wobbly sets to be dispensed with. Is that also helping you in a roundabout way, sort of lower down the scale, because there's also technology that makes it possible for you to do similar work?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you know, when I got into the industry 25 years ago, digital video was just becoming a thing. And that's been tremendously enabling for low-budget filmmakers. The kind of things you can do, you know, LED lighting, even, you know, the sort of, you know, we had a big night scene on a bridge in South Wales, which we were able to do with LED lights running off a mains power supply. You know, even a couple of years ago, you couldn't have done that because you would have needed big generators and things.
And how much is filmed in Cambridgeshire?
The majority of it, I'd say 60-70%. We have a very friendly farmer in St. Ives, and we base ourselves in his grain store, and that's where we build all our sets, and then we film around his fields and things as well. And then for season two, we did 4 or 5 days in Wales, a couple of days in Surrey, a day in Staffordshire. So, yeah.
And how do you source the locations, both local and the ones further afield? Is it sort of like who knows a sandpit somewhere, or
it's a lot of online research, a lot of speaking to people I know, you know, do you know anywhere near you that's kind of like this, you know, sending scouts out to sort of check out the more distant places. It's a big part of the work, locations.
And are the actors who you're using local as well?
It's a mix. Our leads are both from London. Richard Zeman, who plays our big bad guy, is actually Canadian. He was based in Prague at the time of the first season. So he comes from overseas to be in the show. But then we have a number of local actors, people like Stephanie Swan, who, you know, get involved and play the supporting roles, and a lot of local crew.
Yeah. And there's a chance to see it locally as well, because you've got a screening at the Light Cinema tomorrow, I think.
Tomorrow night, yes, at 7:30, we have the world premiere, the cast and crew premiere of season two at the Light on Cambridge Leisure Park. Tickets are still available on Eventbrite. If you look up Ren the Girl with the Mark on there, you can come along and see it on the big screen.
How difficult is it to hire, you know, to hire a cinema? Is it literally just a matter of phoning up and saying, I'd like a screen, please, or more complicated than that?
I think most cinemas will do private hire. If you call them up, you can, you know, hire them for parties and things, yeah.
Yeah. And in terms of making sure that what you have to screen is, presumably it's going, if it's going on YouTube, it might, would be in a different format, say, to what a cinema screening would require.
Yeah, I mean, that's another area, actually, where the technology has made it a lot easier, you know, because going back even just 15 years, you would have had to make a physical roll of film, which was tremendously expensive. But nowadays, it's just a particular file format, which is a bit fiddly, but much, much easier.
Yeah, it makes things a lot better. Mm. Okay, so what happens next? You've got to put this one out, obviously, on YouTube, and then start collecting for the next one. Have you got another project in mind?
Season three, the story continues. Hopefully, we'll be filming the third season this summer back in St. Ives. The second season comes out starting March 16th on YouTube, four episodes every Saturday for 4 weeks. And during that time, we're encouraging everyone who enjoys the series to sign up to Patreon and help us fund that third season.
Okay, that's great. Well, Neil, thank you very much for coming in. Hope the screening goes well tomorrow night.
Thank you.
Neil Osman and screening of Wren, the Girl with the Mark at the Light tomorrow night. Thanks very much.
Cambridge 105 Radio.